I was drawn again this morning to Luke 1:38, which is one of my life scriptures. Mary says, "Be it unto me according to thy word." When she has been told that the Holy Spirit will come and overshadow her and a child will be conceived in a virgin's womb. What I want to talk to you about is your circumstances and how once you can lay down what you want, your will, in your particular circumstance, that circumstance no longer has any power over you. Because you can pray uphill and down dale for your circumstance to change or your need to be met. But until your will comes into alignment with the will of God, until you've died to what you actually want out of this situation, and if you examine your prayers, you'll find you're praying for something that you actually want to happen. When you can say to the Father, "Be it unto me according to thy will," you have laid at his feet any desire to have things work out the way you want them to work out and the conclusion to come the way you want it to come. So that when it doesn't work out the way you want it to work out and things don't get any better, you are not moved from that place of peace and rest because you have actually ceased to fight the will of God for you. Sometimes he will allow those very, very difficult situations simply to make us let go, that we might be enfolded and enwrapped in his love, that we might come to the place of seeing that none of these things actually matter. All that matters is that we know that we are perfectly, absolutely and unconditionally loved by God the Father. Wrapped in him, clothed in him. And we can say with the old hymn, "Perfect submission, all is at rest. I with my Saviour am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, clothed in his presence, lost in his love." So the absolute key to overcoming your circumstances is laying down what you want to happen. In other words, it is the subjection of your will to his will. We talk about it a lot, don't we? The fact that there are two wills in your life now. There was only one will before you were born again, and that was yours, your free will, and that got you into all manner of scrapes and difficulties as you tried to make things happen according to how you wanted them to happen. But now there is a higher purpose and a higher will involved in your life, and it's as you come to submission to that that you will come into the rest of God, which is your inheritance in Christ. There is a rest for the beloved of God that she comes into, the Hebrews rest, the Sabbath rest, where Hebrews tells us we have ceased from our works. And what are our works? Trying to get it our own way, beloved. That's our works. So how about surrendering to him afresh this morning? And allowing him to work in you the peace and the rest that he so desires to give you. Stress is not a word that we should live with as Christians. We of all people should be able to say, "I am not stressed by anything." So to the extent that you are stressed or distressed, you're not in the peace and the rest of God. But this isn't an accusation. It's a call to absolute surrender. God bless you as you think about this one.